Several students have been caught allegedly selling marijuana edibles at Bethel Regional High School. The incidents took place from late September to early October. KYUK's Christine Trudeau reports.
Parents contacted the Lower Kuskokwim School District staff with suspicions that their children might be involved. Superintendent Dan Walker says LKSD then worked with them and the Bethel Police Department to investigate the drug dealing.
Marijuana oil laced gummy bears is the way it was described to me. It was investigated by Bethel Police Department and students involved were issued some discipline.
Walker cited confidentiality in saying he could not comment on the specifics, like who the individuals were and what disciplinary actions may have been taken, and neither could the Bethel Police Department. BPD said that the matter now is being taken up by the Juvenile Justice Division and the District Attorney's Office. Walker says the number of incidents this year already is pretty unprecedented.
Given our experience over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, we might have an incident here or there, but I would say at least 5 incidents that I can remember off the top of my head this year that required my level of intervention.
Walker intervenes when his authorization is needed for discipline beyond what site administrators are allowed to impose.
So, yeah, I'm a little concerned about that at this point.
LKSD safety coordinator Perry Barr, who oversees everything regarding school safety from drug and alcohol to security issues, says the laced gummy bear candies were sold at $5 a piece.
The dangerous thing about that is you don't know the potency of the THC that's in the gummy bears.
THC is the active ingredient in marijuana. Barr says high doses of it in edibles can have much more intense and long-lasting effects than a small amount. He says the issue of edibles is a new one for the district.
Since the last legalized marijuana, they also legalized edibles. And so marijuana or the THC is coming in many different forms. Unfortunately, some of those forms are in candy.
Barr says the district policy involves educating students and also providing treatment resources, including social workers district-wide.
One of the most important things is actually getting the children to realize how dangerous drugs and alcohol is.
I'm Christine Trudeau.
The Lower Kuskokwim School District did not comment on whether the THC was obtained through a licensed facility or made by a non-licensed individual.